Find your way into stillness, establishing a noble and dignified posture with your body. Grow tall in your chair. Relaxing your shoulders away from your ears. And draw your chin down slightly and close your eyes if you wish. And start to turn your gaze inward, looking around inside, spending time tuning in to each part of you, there might be a lot going on inside. Might not find very much is happening. But still take the time to look. Give yourself a chance to see how you're feeling and what's on your mind. Not looking for anything in particular, not expecting anything to be there or not be there. Just looking to see what is and what is not present. And allowing things to be as they are. Allow your body to relax. Perhaps using the next few exhales to help release tension. And also invite your mind to relax. Letting go of thinking, planning, and organizing. The things we spend so much of each and every day doing. So you can open the door to being. And simply rest here in awareness. in times when we sit, we bring our attention to the breath and use it as the anchor to the present moment. Another option is to open up your experience, to watch whatever drifts across the field of your awareness, watching it arise and fade, just like clouds moving across the sky. Items drifting by in a river or stream. Choiceless awareness is a lot like opening your front door and then setting a chair right inside, so that you can watch anything and everything that passes by. You might see the neighbor boy on his bike, someone walking their dog, kids running past, the mailman stopping by. All sorts of things happen. And you're watching all of it come and go. This is how we watch the different sensations arise and fade, emotions emerge, thoughts drift in and out. As you try it on, you might stay for just a few moments, or a few minutes, and then back into the safety of your breath, or take a break and focus on your breathing until you're ready to sit back down in that chair in front of your open door and watch again. Your breath is always there. You can use it however you wish. One practice is not more valuable or more important or more advanced than the other. There are just two ways to go about it. Either way, you're developing a more intimate relationship with yourself, becoming wise about your body and your mind. Widening your circle of acceptance. And practicing showing up for right now. the neutral thoughts, the happy thoughts. We can welcome and then send on their way. But when you encounter a difficult thought, see what you do with it. Is it one you can look at? Is it something you need to simply glance at and save for later? And how do you care for yourself after you've met with an upsetting thought? This is the moment you can use self-compassion. You can breathe into that suffering, anger, frustration, anxiety, and just sit with it. Accepting and acknowledging whatever comes up. Knowing it's going to be there anyway. It gives us the opportunity, as Rumi states, to welcome and entertain them all. And if you're still practicing choiceless awareness, bring your attention to your breath. Feel yourself sitting here in your chair, in this room.